Close your eyes and imagine yourself soaring through the air, the wind rushing past you as you perform incredible tricks on your skateboard. You're surrounded by cheering fans who are in awe of your skills. As you glide down the halfpipe, the feeling of freedom and excitement is overwhelming. You can see the crowd cheering you on, and you know you're living your dream. The adrenaline is pumping through your veins as you perform a series of flips and spins, each one more impressive than the last. You can feel the energy and passion in your heart as you land your final trick, a 900-degree spin, and the crowd erupts in applause. As you step off the skateboard, you're filled with a sense of accomplishment, knowing that you've put on a great show and made people happy. You take a bow, and the crowd continues to cheer. It's an amazing feeling, one that will stay with you forever. This seems like just a dream, but it's a typical day for the famous skateboarder Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk is a professional skateboarder who was born on May 12, 1968 in Carlsbad, California. He has an older brother, Steve, and two older sisters, Lenore and Pat. His parents are Nancy and Frank Hawk. His father was a professional surfer, which might have been an inspiration for Tony to start skateboarding. Tony Hawk grew up in San Diego and San Clemente. These are areas known for their great weather, beautiful beaches, and strong surf culture. It's a place that's played a big role in shaping Tony's love for action sports. He said he feels grateful for the opportunity to grow up in such a great environment that allowed him to pursue his passion for skateboarding. In San Diego, he spent most of his childhood riding on his skateboard. He was always interested in skateboarding and would spend hours each day practicing and perfecting his skills. Tony started skateboarding when he was 9 years old. And the first time he rode his brand new skateboard, he ran into a fence because he didn't know how to turn it. Next time you try something new and mess up, remember it's okay and normal to not be very good at first. You have to try again and again and not give up. That's what Tony Hawk did, and by the time he was 11, he was competing against other skateboarders. He was very competitive, and people loved to watch him do cool tricks. By 14, Tony was competing professionally, and since then has become one of the most influential and respected skateboarders in the world. He's known for his unique style, incredible skills, and for being the first person to land a 900-degree spin in a competition. A 900-degree spin is when a skateboarder spins around in the air 2.5 times while on their board. It's a very difficult trick, and Tony was the first person to ever land it. This amazing feat caught the attention of people all over the world and made him a household name. Tony's unique style and incredible skills set him apart from the others. He'd often try new and daring tricks, which make him stand out from the rest. He's also known for his smooth and stylish riding, which made him a fan favorite. When he was younger, he made videos of himself skating that his fans loved to watch, and also helped others learn to skate and do the same tricks. Do you ever make videos? If there's something you like to do or talk about, you can find others who have made videos and learn to do what they do. Or with the help of your parents, you can make your own videos to share. Growing up, Tony's parents were very supportive of his passion for skateboarding and would often take him to competitions and events. They helped him to pursue his dreams and encouraged him to work hard and never give up. They even helped him make a league for kids to compete in. Eventually, Tony became a sponsored skateboarder. This means he was paid to wear certain clothing and use certain equipment. This made people want to buy the products he used. I imagine it'd be pretty cool to get free stuff and get paid to do what you love. Growing up, Tony's education wasn't traditional, as he didn't go to college. Instead, he focused on skateboarding and pursued it as his main job. In the early 1990s, Tony decided to make his own skateboard company called Birdhouse. He also started another company called Blitz that helped other skateboarders get the gear they needed. These companies were so successful, Tony decided to start even more product lines. In 1998, he and his family made a clothing line just for kids who love skateboarding called Hawk Clothing. That same year, he even made a deal with a special computer game company to make a game about skateboarding. It's called Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, and it was very fun. The game made one of the most popular games ever and over $1 billion. Tony also made a company called Tony Hawk Inc. to keep track of all of his ambitious skating projects. He was not only an amazing skateboarder, but also talented at making the sport popular. Many people over the years discovered and started skating all because of Tony. In 1999, Tony Hawk decided to jump between two seven-story buildings in downtown Los Angeles for a TV show. It was called The Gap Jump, and it was a huge challenge even for Tony, who was one of the best skateboarders in the world. Tony had to practice many hours to make sure he could land the jump safely. He even had to make sure his skateboard was able to jump that far, and he was able to land on the other side without getting hurt. It was a very dangerous trick, but Tony was determined to make it happen. Finally, the day of the jump arrived. The TV station set up cameras to film it, and many people were watching from the streets below. Tony put on his helmet and started to ride towards the ramp. He built up a lot of speed and then launched himself into the air, soaring over the gap between the two buildings, and then landed safely on the other side. The crowd burst into cheers, along with people all over the world watching. It was an incredible feat, and it set Tony's place in skateboarding history. The gap jump was one of the most amazing moments in Tony's career. Tony Hawk also helped make skateboarding an Olympic sport. This way, people all over the world could watch and be inspired by it. Tony knew it would be a big challenge, but he was determined to make it happen. He talked to important people and even went to a big meeting in a country called Switzerland. There he met with the International Olympic Committee and explained why skateboarding should be in the Olympics. Tony told them that skateboarding is not just a hobby, but a sport that requires skill, dedication, and hard work. He showed them videos of amazing skateboarders doing incredible tricks. He even brought his own skateboard to show off some of his moves. The Olympic members were impressed, and it helped them to start to understand how special skateboarding is. Tony's hard work paid off, and thanks to him, skateboarding is now an Olympic sport. Now anyone can watch skateboarders all over the world competing and showing off their skills. Tony hopes this will inspire many kids around the world to try it, and maybe even become Olympians themselves. Tony Hawk did some incredible things with his skateboard, and his life story shows us that if we focus on our own talents, we can do amazing things too. So always believe in yourself, even when you're a beginner, like Tony was, because you never know what you can do until you try.